McLeod Contracting and Design, how may I help you?
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I was calling regarding our appointment today.
Yes, Tina, we're glad you called. I'm going to put you on speakerphone with, you'll be on with Jeff, Tara, and Julie.
Okay, great, okay.
Okay, we are ready.
Okay, hi everybody, my name's Tina from Local Splash, how are you?
Good
to hear. So I'm not sure which one of you originally filled out the contact form on our site, but how did you guys find out about Local Splash?
It was actually, I'm a general contractor in Florida, and one of my subcontractors apparently uses your company. And
okay.
I don't know, he probably has been for a little while, but he recommended you.
Excellent. Okay, that's good to hear. And yeah. Then tell me a little bit more about your business. I know I spoke with Julie the other day, and I understand that you're in the panhandle of Florida. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're right outside of Destin, near Fort Walton Beach. We live on the beach. It's a high tourist area. A lot of money here. And we run a pretty good business here, but we're looking to scale it up and get our marketing straightened out. And we're mostly interested in just like SEO services.
Mm-hmm.
And full disclosure, I had a meeting earlier today with another SEO company, and you know, he threw some recommendations out there. I was not very impressed with his demeanor.
Oh no!
Neither here nor there. Yeah, it's just, and I don't think we're going to be a good fit for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But with the previous recommendation that my friend gave me, you know, we reached out to you.
Okay. So, thank you for giving me full disclosure, and I know you're kind of shopping around. Tell me a little bit more about your business, meaning do you have a website or a business Facebook, or what type of online presence do you have right now?
We do. We have a website. We actually have two businesses here.
Okay.
We have a primary business called McLeod Contracting and Design, and I'm a general contractor. We do have a Google verified account. We have a campaign set up. We use local ads through Google. We have a Facebook page set up. We have a website. Our website's very old for McLeod Contracting. I had it when I first built this business.
Okay.
So it's pretty dated. We haven't sent a lot of traffic that way, but we do still get leads come in through our website because there's a form on there they can fill out. So we see, you know, some lead generation through website traffic. The website has a Google tracker on it, a tag, Google tag, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a Metapixel on it. Honestly, we don't have time to track this stuff or I've messed around personally with, you know, I have a Google campaigns, account. And I had a 6-month term running with just trying to run the thing by myself. And
uh-huh.
I didn't have a good representative, from Google. He was a little hard to get a hold of. And, when I could get him on the phone, he was very helpful, but I didn't see a lot of results from the money we spent on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, thank you for filling me in. It sounds like you're doing a lot of marketing here and there, but maybe the results can be increased a little bit for you, right?
We feel that. And honestly, we've scaled our business up pretty well, but we'd like to next year have a much better year and get a lot more organic leads coming in and push ourselves up in our online presence. We have some competition here. It's nothing, you know, too crazy. We're very good at what we do. But anything we can do to generate more organic traffic and calls coming in here, leads that we can turn into conversions eventually.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
if you're looking for leads that you can turn into conversions, you would be the perfect candidate for what's called our ideal package. And that's okay. bundled together with our local SEO services and Facebook ads. So you'd get the best of all three worlds. If you wanted to, since you already have, you know, some local SEO and some pay-per-click ads going on, you could also pick and choose and just do like one aspect of this, okay? But I want to present it to you kind of in a bundle because have any of you heard of Google Guaranteed, the exclusive lead program? It's actually called Google Verified now. Have you heard of that?
We are Google Verified.
Personal consumers and business
consumers. It's okay. We're Google Verified, and I don't know, I don't know if we're talking about the same thing. I'm a carpenter, and I'm a general contractor, so there's you have to talk to me like
Jeff, I want to tell you that that name is very confusing because when you verify your Google business page and they say, okay, you pass the, you know, the checkpoints and what have you, and now your Google verification is live and you're Google verified, that means that your Google business page is up and running, and that's the page that you've had local SEO services on in the past that your website is attached to, right? But with the Google Verified Exclusive Lead Program, it's an exclusive lead program that Google rolled out about May of last year. And how it works is that it's, you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate. So are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
I am, In fact, I just went through last year. I got my, you know, Florida General Contractor's License, which is it's pretty thorough, but there is severe vetting for us. And Google did, we did upload our credentials to them to bear, I don't know what they do, but we did pass a background check. We're, you know, fully vetted.
Great.
In the state of Florida. Yeah, any certified contractor in the state of Florida is going to be going through that process.
Okay, okay. So, that background check process takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks. Once you're actually approved, then they would start sending leads to you. Google will now back your business, meaning they'll put a green or a blue check mark next to your name so everybody will know that you passed the Google verified background check. And then it's a exclusive pay-per-lead program. And the reason why I say exclusive is I don't know if you've ever tried typical lead services in the past, but usually those types of companies will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, right? Meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. But with this program, Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you got a lead through the Google Verified program, it only comes to you, which means you have a much higher chance of converting it. Okay. And then also how it works is that our company will monitor it and make sure that you're only charged for the leads that are valid. So if somebody calls you up,
Bear with me here, because we use, I guess it's called, we have a Google lead inbox, and it's called, I think they call it local services ads.
That's the same thing. Yep, the Google Verified program is also known as local service ads. So that's great. Yeah, you already have that program. Yep.
Yes, we're on, actually on that, and we pay for, you know, we pay for the leads that come in. It's pretty cool. They're pretty good about not charging us for the ones that aren't relative. So I don't know if it's the same thing we're talking about here.
It is. It's the same thing. And if you wanted us to take it over, you could definitely transfer it to us. And that aspect is included in this ideal package. Okay. So the other components that would be included would be with the programming to your Google Verified listing, which is the one that would show on the first page in the maps, right? And with that section, you'd be on the first page 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So you don't have to worry about paying per click or per lead or per phone call. That's just an organic placement that we would put you on the first page in your area. And then because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle this package with Facebook ads. And you know how those work. I'm sure that you're all aware that when you do a search online, for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah. pretty well at
yep.
that. We see it
yeah.
from both, we see it from the advertiser side and from the consumer side, so it's
right.
pretty fun.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen by accident. Obviously, the search engines are tracking it, so we would make sure if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next
yep.
time they go for, you know, their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's designed to bring you, you know, more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have that detailed tracking system, which we'll show you. And also that integrated with our Local Splash app. There's a free app on the Android and the iPhone stores where you can go in and download it. And you can see how many new clients you're receiving from Google, how many you're receiving from
right.
Facebook, right? You'll see which keywords they're typing in to find you. And
yeah.
if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip they're coming from, so that way everything is very transparent, you know. And then price wise for this program, initially it would be $299 monthly, the $250 setup fee. That also would include your transfer for the local service ads would go on the first payment only, so it would be $549 today.
Right.
And then the only additional charges you would get is once the local service ads transfer to us, you would just be paying per lead just like you pay now. You know, the leads are going to run roughly about $48 each, it looks like.
Yeah, so basically you take over the Google Leads account and Google basically bills you and then you bill us.
Exactly. And then.
Yeah.
Instead of you paying Google directly, and we're managing it for you. So if you get charged for something that's not a valid lead, we automatically dispute that with Google and make sure that you
yeah.
don't have to pay for it. So, you know, we're managing it for you where you don't have to spend a lot of time worrying about it. And then,
There's no way.
Is there enough?
I know.
No, it's...
Is there a charge on the lead, per lead, that you charge on, in addition to what Google Leads charges?
Yes. So the only thing we charge is a 25% management fee, and the leads of $48 each, roughly, that already has that management fee factored into it. So you might get a smaller job where the lead's only $42. You might get a bigger job where the lead's $52. But the average would be right around $48. And then what we would do once you guys, you know, have that transfer process complete is we would call you and say, okay, we want to collect what's called an activation budget, which would
right.
equal 13 leads within the month or $626. Now,
okay.
you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You can take on as little or as many as you like. And then the next month, you just pay for the ones that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So that activation
yeah.
budget works kind of like an escrow account.
I understand that. And so just generally the nature of our business, we don't require tons of leads to come in here because, you know, our projects are very expensive. You know, we just need a few to come in that we actually can convert. And then we do have we're implementing a lot of systems around here that are basically trying to eliminate shoppers and more attract consumers, if you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Tire kickers, we call them. We get a lot of that. And so we're trying to catch them as they come in. We do get a lot of leads around here, but honestly, the amount that are qualified for our particular company or would fit our genre of what we do around here, they're few and far between. But we don't really understand that's the nature of our business.
Yes. So one thing I've experienced, just because I've been with this company for 14 years, is that sometimes businesses that get a lot of tire kickers, as you put it, you know, that's a great term, you know, because I know what
yeah.
you're talking about.
yeah.
But the businesses that get a lot of those are typically using directories and lead services. because with those types of services, they're kind of shopping around, calling anybody and everybody out there, just trying to get the cheapest rate for when in the future, if they need the service, you know, it's usually not someone that's ready to hire you today. But with Google, usually it's a more, you know, high-end client that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service. And the reason why, I mean, not to say that it's not going to happen ever, because there will be tire kickers on Google too, but it's usually a more serious buyer because Google calls that a micro moment, right? A strategic way to put McLeod Contracting and Design in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, right? Because when you think about it, the only reason someone's going to Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you, right?
So, I mean, if we do understand our end of the business and like with us, it's going to be a little tricky with keywords because of what we actually do here. There may even be a lot of, how would you be able to handle if we wanted to switch around, you know, keywords and, services. We're not a one-stop shop. We do hundreds of different things here. But we do have some meat and potatoes things that we like to throw out there to everybody. Like just for example, like kitchen remodeling, where we do real pan kitchens, bathrooms, whole home remodels. Additions, we do new home custom builds, commercial builds. But our bread and butter, I would say around here that we're probably trying to bring in on these leads mostly would be like, remodeling and kitchens, bathrooms, additions, you know, so like I said, there may be some jumbling of the keywords occasionally. Would that be a problem?
No. Any revisions that you make to the keywords or additions to them or some that you would want to eliminate down the road, all of that is free of charge, meaning that it's included in the package. Now, I want to preface that and let you know that sometimes people tell me, oh, you know, Tina, can I have 150 keywords? The answer to that is, of course you can. You're in a general contractor category, so you can have as many keywords as you want. But if you start adding 150 of them, you start risking that it might hurt your rankings. And what I mean by that is everything you said with remodels, kitchens, bathrooms, you know, renovations, anything that has to do with that, it's all still under the general contractor category. It's not going to conflict, right? But what happens is if someone's in your area and they're looking for your service and they type in kitchen remodeler near me, the minute they hit enter, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched, right? So we'll have all of your keywords optimized and heavy in those aspects of what you do so that those web crawlers are going to find you right away, right? But I've had people in the past, believe it or not, where they're a painter, for example, and we were setting them up and all of their keywords are heavy and, you know, interior painting, exterior painting, commercial painter, residential, drywall, moldings, anything that has to do with that category, right? But sometimes they'll throw at us last minute, oh, you know what, by the way, I also do some auto detailing. Can you put those keywords in there too? And I tell them, like, you know, the answer is yes, you can, but it's not advised because that's going to hurt you. Because when somebody's in the area looking for a painter, when they hit enter, those web crawlers might get confused if they see that there's auto detailing in the keywords as well and then just bypass that company, right?
Right.
Yeah, but as long as they're all like what I'm looking on your website right now and everything that you've told me, that's all within the general contractor or the home improvement category anyway. So
it
none of that would conflict with you.
Yeah. And so basically that's where we need you to come in and it's getting too big for us and we are looking to scale next year. We doubled our revenue this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see, we're looking to scale up again. And just the only way we're going to be able to do this is through more organic traffic coming in here. And our biggest, like, you know your job. You want to get pushed up to the top.
Yep, yep. Yeah, that's the benefit of working with a company like us is that we have that premier partnership with Google, which is an elite status, and it means that we have a support staff on site at Google. So you're definitely working with the best of the best in the entire industry, which is why that subcontractor, you know, recommended us to you. And I can also help you with a website. I'm looking at your website. I don't see that there's anything, you know, grossly wrong with it. But if you feel that it's outdated and you want to get something that's fresh and new and even a more highly rankable site, we build Google compliant websites that are put together by the certified technicians. So they are highly rankable. Typically, when you bundle them with our services, they would charge $400 extra for. But I could explain your situation and let them know that you're a referral from one of our clients and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, you know, kind of like as a gift from us to you. And then if you wanted, we could pull content off of your existing site to put on the new site, or you could send us fresh new content or use stock photos. You know, I always tell people, that the more interactive you are with your campaign, the better results that you'll get. So I'm only a fan of the stock photos at the very inception of the account if somebody doesn't have immediate content to send to us. But, you know, we also realize you're a business owner, you're out in the field, you're doing remodels. If you don't want to deal with any of it, then absolutely we could just put together something for you on this end.
Yeah, and we actually, we're a pretty content-heavy company. We're trying to be more diligent about our content, and we have another website that my other company has that we had someone build for us. The one you're seeing from a contracting is really old. It's never been updated. It's back when we started the company. It's extremely deficient, but we've never really had to rely on it. It was just to say, hey, we have a website. Whoopee, look at us. But now that we're going to be attaching our marketing to a website, it's going to be mandatory that that one gets updated. And even so much as we've actually, in our Facebook and stuff, we've linked our other website or our other company to our Facebook page just because it's so fresh and so just well thought out and more.
Oh, let me take a look at it. What's the other company's web address?
It's called One Stop Design, and I think what's the web address?
It's the number one.
It's the number one hyphen stop design. I can get you the actual address here. Because my wife is a designer, and I'm a contractor, and it turns into, it's a whole big thing here.
Oh,
we do.
Wow. You make a good team, though. That's an awesome. Yeah.
But
yeah,
we,
that's
really... When we built that, we hired a pro, and she came in and built her website for her. Let me see what it's under.
Let me look. If I can find your Facebook, I can find it that way, too, because you said that you have
it's onestop-design.com.
Oh, okay. So the hyphen comes after the one stop. So the number one and then the stop-design.com. Okay. Let me take a look here.
I'm sure we could find some easier.
No.
Well, I'm a woman, so I love the chandeliers that popped up on the,
that's
on the background.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
very nicely done.
We target a lot of women. I hate to say this. We also target you know, top 10% of incomes, age, we target 35 to 65. But we target a lot of, cosmetics, jewelry. You know how you do it through the Facebook where we can target our audience.
Yeah.
We build like that. Because believe it or not, most of our clients are women or they're making the decisions.
Yep. Yeah, I always hear that from men. They go, happy wife, happy life, you know. And
exactly.
So oftentimes, if it comes to the little ins and outs of design and they know that something that the wife is insisting on is going to make her happy, the man's going to say, of course, you know, go ahead and do it, you know.
That's our ideal client. And that's what keeps the lights on around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking probably what we're going to try to promote heavily just to keep, you know, steady, and we stay very booked. We stay booked out for long periods at a time. This is more about scaling and, you know, doubling the amount of projects that we do, bringing on other crews and equipment and just building bigger. That's what our goal is here.
Yeah, this would be great for you to ramp it up and get things going even stronger. And we can even take over the Google ads that you run too. What type of a budget do you run with the Google pay-per-click ads?
So we were doing, I had campaigns going, I think, as I recall, they were called. And I was doing it, and it's very confusing for me. When I had, you know, when you say that you partner with Google and you're exclusive with Google, that means something because a guy like me, a small business owner, and Google doesn't give us a lot of time or precedent. You know, they don't.
Absolutely.
But they scrap us along.
We spent about $2,000 in the last 6 months on our ad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's about on line with what our minimum requirement is. We only require, if you want us to take over the ads, $300 a month. So if you wanted to bundle them with this, you know, rather than paying $2.99 monthly, you would be paying $5.99 monthly. But we would send that $300 off the top to Google. And then each day we would set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. Okay. And the intention there is so that $300 lasts throughout the whole month and you guys never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month.
Yeah.
That won't happen, right? Because we put a cap on it. So,
we cap our Facebook ads. You know, we set our budgets. We don't want to see. Now, I've pushed some buttons sometimes and make some mistakes, but what just happened there? I think I pushed the wrong button. But listen, I'm on board with this, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Julie.
Okay.
And if you guys can get more, you can work on pricing and more, because I think what you're... is there a contract, a limit? We understand it would take a while before we saw any results. That's just the nature of what we're doing here.
Yes. Couple things. Industry standard for first page placement does take 90 days. However, we're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. For you guys, I anticipate it's going to go much faster because you already have the verified Google listing. You already have the local service ads, the Facebook page. So you would just be adding us as a manager to those pages, and we can start optimizing them right away. So the website, if I get it approved, it would be included and up and running within 1 to 3 business days. The Facebook ads kick in under 2 weeks. I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second and the third month that you really see the program pop and where it starts coming to full fruition. So all we require is anytime you're dealing with online marketing, it's best to analyze it, give it at least a quarter. So we require a short-term 3-month verbal agreement. After that 3-month verbal agreement, you can cancel at any time. But what we've discovered is, you know, people don't cancel because nobody would on profit, right? And I know that you guys wouldn't either.
Yeah, we totally get this. We're big fans of spending money to make money.
Mm-hmm.
We understand they're evil and a part of this business, but we're not good at this. And it's very time consuming for me. And I'm just, you know, it's not my forte, and I would rather hand it over to somebody if we could keep the cost to a reasonable and a predictable, I want to say, amount so we could budget accordingly.
Yeah, that's what people love about a program like this is, you know, if you want to be interactive and put a lot of time into it and set up campaigns, you can. But if you want to just, you know, kind of worry about answering the phone when people call you, then that's all you have to do. You know, I'm always really big on that, and that's a pet peeve of mine is, you know, sometimes I call out to one of our clients because I want to do an update, and they'll tell me, or I'll hear mailbox full or mailbox not set up. I know that that's not the case with you guys, but that always kind of makes my skin crawl because I tell, you know, I say, why in the world would you pay a company marketing to get your phone ringing? And then when people call you, they can't reach you. That's a missed opportunity. They're going to easily go to the next guy, you know? So if
where we live here in Florida, it's the weirdest thing. It's the reason we get hired so often, and the biggest compliment we hear from our customers is what we do, communicate and do what we say. They're very deficient around here in their communications, and like you said, you're going to get a lot of phones that don't answer around here.
Oh, it drives me crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, we show up when we say we're going to show up. We answer our phone. There's always someone here. You know, we run a pretty tight ship here.
Yeah.
And we've got potential. We just need to tap into it. But I want to give you a little compliment. I'm going to get off here and give you to Julie. But
yes.
My conversation with you versus the gentleman I had a conversation with earlier today.
Like night and day.
It's night and day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, Lisa, you're very good at what you do. I would trust you wholeheartedly.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's funny because it's not all apples to apples. Sometimes these other companies are a Mickey Mouse company where it's two guys in a basement that get together and start
that's
doing programming.
Organized and
yeah.
Didn't show up for me on Zoom and all. So anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, it sounds like you guys are willing to give it a shot then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Julie's going to take care of you.
Okay, so my question would be, and if you want Julie to take over, that's great. I just want to ask you one thing before you leave, Jeff. Do you have the name or the phone number of the subcontractor that referred you? Because I want to make sure he gets credit.
Yeah, his name is Donnie Watkins, and
okay.
Julie's Viking Shower Glass, Viking Shower.
Okay.
She's going to give you his contact.
Yeah, I want, because we have an excellent referral program where once you've been on board with us for 30 days, he's going to get a free month of service, a basic service, which is the $199 aspect of the program without the Facebook ads. But I want to make sure that he gets that. So, yeah, I'll put in his info. And you have the rest of the info too, Julie, like as far as his phone number or whatnot?
I don't have, it's probably on the phone that we're speaking on. Let me see if I
can. I can even look in my system under Watkins and see if he comes up. And
it's
if not, I'll search Viking.
2850.
Oh, I found it. Viking okay. Shower Doors. I found it. He's in Navarre as well. Okay, hold on. Let me just copy this. Okay. I'm happy that was easy to find him, so.
And we also do those type of referrals for
a
1% referral programs for our subs and things
great.
Like that.
Great. That's smart. Yeah, it's always smart to network with people and do that, you know. So, yeah, I think that's awesome. So, okay, now I found him so I can tag your account. And then for you, how it works is once I create the account and process the payment, I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you guys to do what's called an onboarding or a client interview. And that's where they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new site and getting you placed. And I'll schedule that out either for later today or later in the week, whatever, you know, you're comfortable with. And then for the confirmation email, should I use the McLeodContracting@yahoo.com, or is there a better one?
No, that's it. McLeod Contracting. Yes, ma'am.
And you were good at telling me that you guys are on Central Time. I already indicated that on your account because I was surprised. So, and then this is the phone number you use for the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a secondary number for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
We do that. I mean, we all have our personal numbers sitting here at our desks. So I could probably, if you want, I could give you Tara's phone number as well. But she's the one that answers both of those lines. She's one of the co-owners.
I'll make sure that all three of you are authorized on the account, too. I'll put a note in here that, you know, that way if you call in or Tara calls in or Jeff, all of you are authorized. But what's her number, just in case?
It's 850-902-1777.
I figured because of the website, that's what I was looking at. Okay, so that's for Tara. And then for the listing on Google, do you want to keep it the way it is now where it has the license number attached to it? It says McLeod Contracting and Design, and then it has the CBC with the number 12682. You want to leave it like that?
What would our other option be?
You could put McLeod Contracting and Design by itself, or you could put McLeod Contracting and Design, Inc., or LLC, if any of that's applicable. So it's all just a preference.
Yeah, I'd have to ask Jeff. He just walked out.
Okay. Well, then you can just let my technician know when they call you for the client interview to do that. If he wants to change it, that they can make that change. I'm also going to send you an email in just a second that says, important, please add us to your Google business page. So you'll be adding us as a manager so we can go in and optimize it. So you can always let them know when they call you. And then the business address, it's displayed online as 3037 Charlotte Lane. Do you prefer it to still be displayed, or would you rather have it hidden?
I don't think it matters. I mean, we have an office here, so it's...
Excellent. Okay, if you have an office, I would recommend just keep it published. Sometimes, you know, we deal with a lot of home-based businesses, and they don't want it on there. They don't even know that it is. But for you, since it's published and you have a location, we'll leave it at that. And then did you guys want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
We have American Express.
Okay, and how does the name read on there? Does it say yours or Jeffrey's or the business name?
I believe it says that's a good question. Let me see here. Let me ask him real quick. I'm sorry. The American Express is under the business name. I thought it was. I just want to make sure.
Great. So McLeod Contracting and Design?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And then is the Charlotte Lane also the billing address?
It is.
Excellent. Okay. So go ahead with the number when you're ready.
It's 3716-744-606-12008.
Okay, and then expiration?
1129.
And the code?
311.
Oh, it's usually for American Express a four-digit code on the front.
We have both. We have 8619 for the four-digit.
Okay, yeah, it's funny because they're doing both now. It's so funny. But
I know. I never know which one people want.
It's so complicated, I know. But, yeah, you're the second person this week that gave me the three digits on the back for an American Express. So, yeah, it happens all the time. So do you know, do you want to do just the original package with the $549 today and $299 a month, or did you want to have us take over the Google Ads as well and just add that $300
on? So how much would it be then?
So then it would be $849 today, and then each month moving forward it would be $599 plus your lead fees once that local service ads is transferred to us.
Let me check with him. One moment.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
He said to go just with the basics.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, yeah, because you could always put those Google paid ads on later. So, yeah, I think it's probably better to start there. So I'm going to go through a quick voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you for the onboarding. I want to let you know, Julie, that some of this is repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay? Sometimes people say, you just asked me that. I'm like, I know, but... So, but this says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
McLeod Contracting and Design.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Julie Devine Administrator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is December 10th, in the non-refundable amount of just $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 10th day of each month in the amount of $299. It is a monthly recurring payment, and you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. If you cancel within 90 days, there'd be a cancellation fee. Otherwise, do it with 3 days before billing.
Exactly. So you're the 10th of each month, so any time within the month, you could always cancel after that first 3 months, and there's no charges. Just make sure that it's within 3 business days of that date, okay?
Got it.
Okay, excellent. So now let me open up the calendar, and I want to see what's available for the client interview. Are you going to conduct the client interview, or is it going to be another conference call with all three of you, or what's your
thought? I'm guessing that would be the best.
Okay. So let me see, and then I can plug you in for something that will work. So. So they're actually triply booked for the rest of the day, but I have some openings for tomorrow. What would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
We would probably have to push it to next week.
Okay, that's no problem. What day next week?
Let's try Monday.
Monday. So on Monday, which is December 15th, we have as early as 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and the latest would be like 5 or 5:30, and that's all central time. You could also do like in the middle of the day like we're doing now. We could do like maybe a 1 o'clock if you like.
Would you – I'm thinking maybe like 2 if that – let's see, what we did 3 o'clock today. 2 or 3 o'clock on Monday I think would be best.
Oh, 2's booked, but I have a 3 o'clock. You want to do that?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so we're going to book out an entire hour from 3 to 4 o'clock on Monday, and the client interview, it probably will only take 30 or 40 minutes, but I want to book out the whole hour just in case my technician calls you and it's, you know, 3:15 or something. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour in case their prior appointment runs a little bit over, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then lastly, I got the website included for you guys for free and a call tracking number. I put some extra bells and whistles in here for you because you were referred. So what I want you to do is just acknowledge that with your e-signature to ensure that your pricing never goes up down the road. So let's see here. Does this phone number receive text messages?
It does.
Okay, so you probably received a couple of texts from us already, but one of them is going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I think it's the first one that came through.
Okay, let me take a look here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, perfect. So click on the link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. Once that opens, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's three boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The second shows you receive text messages. The third shows that you're aware that it's a reoccurring charge. And then only because the account was set up under Jeffrey, we have to enter his name just to make sure that it matches. So if you want to grab him to do it or if you're authorized to do it on his behalf, once you plug his name in and hit confirm signature, then you'll get a prompt asking you for a username and a password. So you don't have to worry about the username and password right now. That's all going to be done during it's in your welcome email. But I do want you to at least get this pricing locked in. And if you see that, you know that that's a good sign that it already went through.
Well, I'm trying to click on that while we're on the phone, and it's not loading, so I'm not sure. Oh, wait. Okay. I think it's finally going. Hold on.
Did it take a little? Yeah. Sometimes Internet has a mind of its own, right? Sometimes things load right away, and other times things get stuck in that spinning.
Loading.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we're waiting for that to load, do you guys own the domain mccloudcontracting.net?
We rented or leased it?
Yeah, it's leased through I don't even know which place we use.
I see at the bottom, powered by Weebly, right? Is that who you get it through? Okay, so you have an option when my technician calls you. If you want, they can purchase a new domain, or we can use that domain, and then you would just give us the credentials. So either way, I'll put a note in here that, you know, you already own that one through Weebly, and if you want to use it, you can, okay?
We can get you the credentials.
Yeah, we have that domain on all of our vehicles and everything.
Most people, if they started advertising with a domain, they want to keep it that way. So I'll put that you're just going to give us the credentials and we'll use your domain. That way it won't change on your vehicles or anything. And then I'm just trying to find that email about adding us to your Google page. And then on Monday, they'll have you add us to the Facebook and to the local service ads. They'll start the transfer for that as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you should be all good to go. And then I don't know if I told you this, Julie, but my name's Tina. I'm in extension 777. So you were already sent the customer support line on those text messages. So in the future, if you call in, let's say that you want to do an update or you have a billing question, you can hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. But, of course, if you want to talk to me, it's also a voice-activated system. So you can either say transfer to Tina or just put in the extension 777, and then it'll circle back to my desk.
Okay, so that's the 877 number?
Exactly. Yep, 877-635-6225. That's our customer support number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then
so
did you get
calling the number? Calling from is not the number we would use.
You can, but if you hit redial and call me back on that, it's going to route you to the call center, so you just have to ask for Tina, and they'd put you on hold, and they'd reroute it back to me, so you absolutely can use this number. It's just a little bit easier if you have my direct line.
Okay, just so I know.
All
righty.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right, so you're all good to go, and then did that page load for the e-signature, or is it still doing its thing?
Not yet.
Okay, so I'll give you a little shortcut. Okay. If you have trouble with that, there
I
also
just got...
say, oh, good, 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 good. Okay, I was going to say it comes in an email too, but just in case, if it already loaded.
I'll those and do Jeffrey's name. He's sitting right here. So.
Okay, yeah, I heard him. I know he's still in the background. So also, once it confirms and you see that username and password, then you'll know to and have peace of mind that it went through on your end. Okay, that's the sign that it went through.
Yeah, so sign in with your credentials below.
Okay, you got that. Okay, and like those credentials are in the welcome email, okay?
Okay, very good.
All right, and it might send you an email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. What I would do with that, Julie, is just table that one because you already have a verified Google listing. I don't think you're going to have to send in more photos. You're just going to have to refer to the last one that I sent you that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. Now, as we start transferring everything, Google might want to solidify that you're a valid business in the area, so they might say, okay, do you have, you know, a license or insurance or, you know, a picture of a work vehicle with tools? You went through all of that initially when you got verified. I don't think that's going to happen, but if it does happen, we'll communicate with you at that time. So for now, I would just table that one. I wouldn't worry about sending in pictures. I would just worry about the one adding us as a manager.
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. So welcome aboard. Have a very profitable year. I know you guys are going to love it, and then we'll talk more on Monday when the technician calls you.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much
all
for
right.
your time, Tia.
You're welcome. You as well, Julie. Okay, bye-bye.